Warm Bodies, a novel by Isaac Marion. For the foster kids I've met. You have known, O Gilgamesh, what interests me, to drink from the well of immortality, which means to make the dead rise from their graves, and the prisoners from their cells, the sinners from their sins. I think love's kiss kills our heart of flesh. It is the only way to eternal life, which should be unbearable if lived among the dying flowers and the shrieking farewells of the overstretched arms of our spoiled hopes. Herbert Mason, Gilgamesh, a verse narrative. ... The Epic of Gilgamesh, Tablet 2, lines 147, 153, 154, 278, 279. Step 1. Wanting. I am dead, but it's not so bad. I've learned to live with it. I'm sorry I can't properly introduce myself, but I don't have a name anymore. Hardly any of us do. We lose them like car keys, forget them like anniversaries. Mine might have started with an R, but that's all I have now. It's funny, because back when I was alive, I was always forgetting other people's names. My friend M says the irony of being a zombie is that everything is funny, but you can't smile, because your lips have rotted off. None of us are particularly attractive, but death has been kinder to me than some. I'm still in the early stages of decay. Just the gray skin, the unpleasant smell, the dark circles under my eyes. I could almost pass for a living man in need of a vacation. Before I became a zombie, I must have been a businessman, a banker or broker or some young temp learning the ropes, because I'm wearing fairly nice clothes. Black slacks, gray shirt, red tie. M makes fun of me sometimes. He points at my tie and tries to laugh, a choked, gurgling rumble deep in his gut. His clothes are holy jeans and a plain white t-shirt. The shirt is looking pretty macabre by now. He should have picked a darker color. We like to joke and speculate about our clothes, since these final fashion choices are the only indication of who we were before we became no one. Some are less obvious than mine, shorts and a sweater, skirt and a blouse. So we make random guesses. You were a waitress. You were a student. Ring any bells? It never does. No one I know has any specific memories, just a vague vestigial knowledge of a world long gone. Faint impressions of past lives that linger like phantom limbs. We recognize civilization, buildings, cars, a general overview, but we have no personal role in it. No history. We are just here. We do what we do. Time passes, and no one asks questions. But like I've said, it's not so bad. We may appear mindless, but we aren't. The rusty cogs of cogency still spin, just geared down and down, till the outer motion is barely visible. We grunt and groan, we shrug and nod, and sometimes a few words slip out. It's not that different from before. But it does make me sad that we've forgotten our names. Out of everything, this seems to me the most tragic. I miss my own, and I mourn for everyone else's, because I'd like to love them, but I don't know who they are. There are hundreds of us living in an abandoned airport outside some large city. We don't need shelter or warmth, obviously, but we like having the walls and roofs over our heads. Otherwise, we'd just be wandering in an open field of dust somewhere, and that would be horrifying. To have nothing at all around us, nothing to touch or look at, no hard lines whatsoever, just us and the gaping maw of the sky. I imagine that's what being full dead is like, an emptiness, vast and absolute. I think we've been here a long time. I still have all my flesh, but there are elders who are little more than skeletons, with clinging bits of muscle, dry as jerky. Somehow it still extends and contracts, and they keep moving. I've never seen any of us die of old age.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?